Hey everybody, the holidays are here. Are you beginning to see some more fudge? Today I'm discussing guilt, the G in fudge. As you'll remember, I get a lot of mileage out of this concept of fudge, fear, uncertainty, doubt, guilt, and exhaustion. There's a lot of fudge in healthcare, whether you're the care recipient or the caregiver. If you missed some of my previous talks on fudge, they can be found on my website in the blog section, or have some fun scrolling back through my Facebook page. Today's fudge ingredient is guilt. Guilt's an interesting ingredient of fudge. You'll really have no true fudge without guilt. You get to decide whether to add the nuts. Of all the elements or ingredients, if you will, of fudge, I think guilt is the most difficult one to untangle. Guilt is a state that we find ourselves in or a thing that we're experiencing. Guilt comes from weird places. Guilt can be related to the matter or totally unrelated, but still it is felt nonetheless. Think about guilt and how it's made you feel. Not so good. Kind of like when you eat too much fudge. It's not easy to shed guilt. It can ride along with us. It can cause us to make poor decisions. It can impact other aspects of our life without us even realizing. It can so entrench itself in our lives that plenty of people have to seek outside intervention to rid themselves of guilt or to come to terms with it. With that kind of power, I suppose we should elevate guilt to a main ingredient in fudge. Let's examine how we experience guilt in healthcare or navigation, in caring for loved ones, and perhaps in planning. The thing that I find most disconcerting about guilt is that when I am guilty, it's something that I've arrived at or something I've done or brought on myself. Me, myself, and I guilt, knowingly or unknowingly. Sometimes with malice and sometimes with innocence. There are not many options in guilt. There are not a lot of ways to use it or to change what we're feeling or change the outcome if we indeed are guilty. It's not spurring us on to a next action. Rather, I feel like guilt confines us. There's not a whole lot of good about guilt at all. Guilt in healthcare, when you think about it, it seems there's a lot of opportunity for guilt to both manifest and to stick around. Some of it seems to be guilt that's assigned. Along with guilt can come stigma. For instance, we see blame assigned in healthcare and shaming. Addicts and alcoholics are blamed for a seeming lack of willpower. Obese people are guilt assigned because they're perceived as guilty of their own accord for lack of control as well. The guilt that follows as a result of blame and shame can contribute to a never-ending cycle for many people. A patient who doesn't get any better or who won't fully participate in their own health care may assign guilt to a faulty provider or to their situation or circumstances or plight. All those social determinants of health, which are indeed valid concepts, are even a place to assign guilt. The emotional part of being inside guilt, being the holder, it's tremendous. Did I cause this? Did that happen on my watch? Oh my gosh, I played a part in that unwillingly. Oh my gosh, I think I have caused harm. In the planning for aging arena, I do witness good and bad guilt. In the bad, let's call it less than positive department, there may be less than positive results that are left unresolved. For instance, when a loved one's end of life didn't go so smoothly, we may wonder if we did all we could do. We rack ourselves, we flog ourselves, and many of us do this for years to come. A story, the guiltiest guilt story I've ever heard has stuck with me for years. Two adult children were cleaning out their recently deceased mother's possessions, and they were tackling a cedar chest which had contained their mother's wedding dress, old photographs, memorabilia. That cedar chest had served as a hope chest before the wedding, and then as storage for precious things after her marriage. In the chest, they discovered an envelope marked wishes. In it was a letter from their mother, who'd only recently passed, and she was asking to be buried in her wedding dress. The children's hearts hit the floor. They hadn't known. She'd not told them. They'd never thought to ask about it. Such palpable guilt when they relayed the story to me of that conversation that was never held. Let us also acknowledge less than positive guilt that many of us will recognize, and that is irrational guilt. Many times that's the result of impossible expectations. How could I have prevented this or that? Because of this or that, things are terrible. Surely because of me, right? This is where the shoulda, coulda, wouldas come out to dance. They'll set up camp and make you watch their entire field day if you'll let them. The problem with guilt is that it can hitch a ride with us for years, even after the fact. Front seat, back seat, but it rides with some folks for years. If we had an unrealistic expectations about the parameters of that trip, and something didn't come true that we wanted, or something happened that we didn't want, then guilt manifests itself and it digs in for the long haul, as long as we will let it ride. Now, those unrealistic expectations, the real output, the guiltstigator, has had a place in my life. Y'all have heard me talk about how I and my sister thought we were the two best daughters on the planet to care for our parents as they aged and changed. I and my employment in an employee benefits program with elder care resources and providers at my fingertips and lots of research skills. And my sister on her job worked for the ombudsman and was often that first voice that you heard when you called. And her response was a veritable clearinghouse of information. I had it in my mind, deep down, that I was supposed to be a most knowledgeable daughter who could prevent every bump in the road, see it coming, alleviate and ease all of my parents' dis-ease. That's not at all what we encountered, and I was beating myself up for things that went wrong. Now, most of y'all have heard that somewhat comical phrase, I should all over myself. Well, there's a lot of people shoulding on themselves every day. Perhaps the time would have been better spent if they would use it to come to understand the situation and obtain proper information so that they could have made good decisions. I know that for me, it took a couple of objective third parties to help my sister and I along our journey. And that's a huge reason that I do what I do today as a patient advocate and consultant. But wait, there's some good guilt to consider. I suppose there are some constructive ways to use guilt. I consider this to be what I call the for the greater good category. Some elders can guilt their kids into talking and planning about the future, and so can the adult children. They employ guilt to get what they want. They've been doing it for decades. Think about it. We can manipulate each other all the time. If we are intentional about our guilting, we may tell ourselves, you know, it's for all the right reasons. I see this used a little bit in family dynamics and ploys to achieve the outcome for the greater good or for mom's own good or for dad's. Ask yourself, have you ever guilted anybody? I'll pause here a moment for your station identification. Guilt for the greater good. Like bending a rule to get a safe and better ending. Like assisting with a parent's signing of a power of attorney designation. Enabling a visit from an attorney when mom's having a good day. It seems warranted so as to help build her team and get it in place as her cognition is rapidly changing. This opposed to no team. That train's left the station. Sorry, and now you must pursue guardianship. That's dicey guilt. To me, greater good instances are in the eyes of the beholder. Just make sure you check your malice at the door. On our parts, it's the malice that we need to avoid. And if we recognize malice, then we may become the ones assigning that guilt and that blame. So caution there. Guilt as this week's ingredient. Don't forget, if you think nuts might be a good decision here, we sure can complicate things. I leave you with a story that sets us up for the last ingredient of fudge, which is E. I'll be sharing exhaustion soon. This story bridges from the G, guilt, to E, exhaustion. My friend Lisa was describing her massive efforts to accomplish a goal, and she shared all these sub-stories that outlined her tribulations to get to her end game. Her stories involved a lot of parts, influences, many people as she tried and tried to get her outcome and take care of everyone involved. She'd taken on the patient's care, which was her parent, the outcome, and the physical and mental health of everyone on this care train, it seemed like, and the train was going off the tracks. And then she said it, "Nancy, I was last on my own list." Exhausted. But in the months and years to come, she'd be able to let go of her shoulds. So guilt. Good guilt. Less than positive guilt. Guilt for the greater good. Only we ourselves can decide if we want to let it ride with us and for how long. Thanks, everybody.